Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Arthur Goldstark is CEO of Worldwide Works. Arthur, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very well, and you?
I'm good, thank you. So what actually happened yesterday? Do we know?
No one knows except for Meta themselves, that's the owners of Facebook and WhatsApp.
Right.
But if the past is anything to go by, we have a clue, because it's almost exactly a year since the last major WhatsApp outage, and that was caused by a misconfiguration of their router, which is essentially the system that tells the internet traffic where to go. So it directs people's messages via a massive server sitting somewhere in Silicon Valley.
Right.
And the amusing thing last year was that because of lockdown, everyone was working remotely, and the data center that housed the WhatsApp routers and servers was running remotely and automatically. And when it went down, no one knew how to get in because it was locked up. So they had to break into their own data center in order to get physically to the hardware to sort it out. So the suspicion, or at least the assumption, is that they would have realized they can't run that risk again. So they've probably created remote monitoring and what they call remediation systems. And we expected that when the outage started, and it was similar to last year's outage, that it should probably take a couple of hours for it to come back. And if that was the case, then it would show that it wasn't a cyber attack, but rather probably once again a misconfiguration of their routers. And that's exactly what happened. So it lasted around 2 hours globally. And then started coming back up again.
Is it common that, you know, when I started seeing reports yesterday that were speaking about South Africa and some parts of Europe maybe, is it possible or does it happen that you can have WhatsApp being down in Africa and Europe but not in the United States, for example?
It can happen, but WhatsApp is fairly centralized in terms of the system that's controlled it. So typically when there's an outage, it's a global outage. It's rare that it affects a particular region. And in fact, in the past, what's happened is that in India, which is one of the biggest WhatsApp markets in the world, when Diwali starts, there's a tradition of sending morning messages via WhatsApp, among other platforms. And a couple of years ago, that drastically brought WhatsApp down because of the sheer volume, and they weren't prepared for it. But it wasn't just in India that it affected it. It affected it globally. And that also showed the extent to which WhatsApp is fairly centralized.
That's so interesting that this the number of people and the number of people sending messages at the same time can almost crash the system. What about our dependency on WhatsApp? You know, there obviously a lot of people are using it for not only personal messages and communication, but there's WhatsApp Pay, there's businesses are using WhatsApp. This type of event, I would imagine, must make people question their vulnerability in terms of their dependency on WhatsApp.
There's no question about it, and in fact, it should highlight for people again and again the fact that they cannot be dependent on one platform, whether you're a business or an individual. If you rely on one platform for your communication, you're also looking for a single point of failure in your communication, and that can have a severe impact on your personal life, your social life, and your work life. So always have alternatives. Most people have access to Messenger, Facebook Messenger, although last year it went down with WhatsApp. This year it still functions. But now there's another new name, or another big name in town, rather, and that is Telegram, which was started in Russia and then moved out of Russia because the Russian authorities wanted to get a backdoor into it. So that one's fairly secure, has around 700 million users globally. And in South Africa, you've got quite a few options as well. MTN has an app called Ayoba, which is a news and communication app, and it has free messaging on it as well. So you saw a lot of people turning to Ayoba in South Africa, and then people also turn to Twitter, but mostly to vent their frustration and not being able to use WhatsApp.
Yeah, quite ironic. That I noticed, and of course, especially at the moment with what's going on at Twitter in terms of Musk, it is quite funny that everybody suddenly went back to Twitter.
Exactly. Twitter loves these WhatsApp outages because it gives them, or it restores their relevance once a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we have any, and I know it's not the subject of our conversation, but do we have any further information on the Twitter, the transaction?
As with anything to do with Elon Musk, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right, that's true.
The current scenario is that he's gone back to the table with his original offer, but word is that one of his major investors has pulled out. So he might not be able to put up the money.
Right.
But he seems to have backed off on his attempt to pull out of the deal based on spurious claims about the number of bots on Twitter. The claims are correct, but it wasn't as if no one knew about it before he made the offer.